Okay, injury report. As you know, Roy Miller and Brandon Dieterich both been placed on injured reserve yesterday. Both will need rehab. Roy Miller will need surgery on his injury. Brandon is doubtful that he'll need surgery. Should be fine. Just needs time. But we went through a walkthrough mode type today, just with having the game on Sunday, and then you know, the practice style today. We'll have tomorrow the players will have off, and then on Thursday we'll come back, put the helmets back on, and then the tempo should be even faster. But we just felt like this would be a good move for our team. The players held out were Dwayne Grotz, Geno Hayes, and Cam Bradfield. Geno went through some rehab, some things out in the field, went back in, got some treatment in the pool. We'll further evaluate him tomorrow. The guys have treatment tomorrow, so we'll take a look at him in regards for Thursday's practice. Cam, his ankle probably won't be able to practice until Friday, but we hope to get him out there some on Friday. We talked about the opportunity that's ahead of us. It's a great opportunity to go into Indy and play a team of that caliber. It's only going to help us, only going to help us in where we're at. Guys have a great attitude, really looking forward to it. Spirited practice, got a lot accomplished, so, you know, we're looking forward to our opportunity.
On Miller, now that he's been IR, what was the damage that he sustained in the shoulder?
It was with his labrum.
So he tore it?
Yeah, well, that's what they're looking at, yeah. You feel, you know, that'd be a question for Mike, but that's what they've told me.
What does it say that he was able to play through that?
It's incredible, incredible.
I mean, he takes a beating on it every play.
Yeah, he does, and just his strength, you know, and that was some of the things we were dealing with, certain ways. He could play the blocks. Other ways, he really struggled. We tried to do some things to eliminate some of that. He fought through it all the way up until this last game and then just felt like he had no strength.
Did you go Avery there?
Yeah, it should be Jordan Miller. Then we picked up Drake and Kyle Love, mm-hmm. So and Sendarik. So amongst those guys, you know, we'll figure out who it is. Jordan Miller took the majority of the reps today. And then, you know, we also have a chance for Avery to see some. Avery played, I think, three different positions in the game. Did a nice job for us in the game. Had to play multiple positions and did solid.
What kind of shape is Love in? Do you know yet?
Shut the cameras off. No. You know what? He's not bad. We put him through a workout yesterday, and you know, when we worked him out and saw some things he can do. And you know, for the D lineman, it's the short area burst that we're looking for. And you know, he's kept himself in shape enough for that.
He could be active Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. What? Indianapolis still has a lot at stake. First round bye.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that opportunity to face all their frontline guys again and measure
yourself? Yeah, I think it does. It you know, whoever we're playing, it happens to be Indy, and they know their situation. For us, we just see what we do on tape, and they're really executing well. They're a team that plays really fast, plays really hard. They do a good job of getting the ball. They do a good job protecting the ball. And I see that, you know, we've talked here about a culture of execution. That's what you see on tape from them.
Is it the spoiler role a little bit?
We haven't talked about that, you know, with our team. So it's just another, you know, opportunity for us to go grow and challenge guys. We really saw good growth from these guys that that have been playing that are new to, you know, getting game reps. Today what we talked about was, I think I've spent a lot of time on these younger guys, like the Kerry Taylors, the Josh Evans through the year, and said, hey, you got to keep yourself in this zone. Today we focused some on what our veteran guys have done and the stories that they've had within this season. And, you know, we'll talk about the stories on Thursday that our team has faced. So I think as a whole, they sense, hey, we all have an opportunity to really grow out of this game.
Leroy and John split those snaps,
yeah,
on Sunday.
Leroy had a few more.
Who worked with the ones today?
They both did. Okay. They both did. I would look for that they'll both play on Sunday.
Okay. You know,
yeah, he went out there and, you know, it was closed after Sunday, today's practice. He went out there and tried to do some things, and then we just pulled him off the side, got him on the bike, and just said, you know what, let's have another day on Wednesday, you know, treatment and really rest him.
Gus, you know, we talked about this during Thanksgiving week, a lot of distractions obviously this week too. But on top of it, it's the last week of the year. Guys are thinking about the off season and Christmas and all this other stuff going on. Can you just kind of talk about the focus of the team and how you keep
right.
focus?
Right. Well, I'm sure those thoughts are in their mind. I know as a coaching staff, we don't look at it that way. And I feel like if we don't talk and give it any emphasis at all, then they won't. And the way they responded on practice, the way they are in meetings, attentive, note-taking, things like that, I don't get that from them. So that's great. You know, feel fortunate to have that type of mentality. Sure, whenever there's Christmas and a day off like this, but I think we wouldn't have done it if we didn't trust them. And we trust that they'll come back. And I think that even Thursday will be even a more spirited practice.
Have you looked at the Colts a lot in the last couple of days?
Yeah.
How are they different from the first time you played
them? Well, Donald Brown, you know, the running back, I think they've gained more confidence in him. He's gotten more explosive runs out of their run game, so that's been effective. They're still doing the play passes and things like that. Hilton, this guy that's been doing good. They seem to utilize all the receivers, Fleener, the tight end. So the same philosophy, just different guys doing it, and at times being more effective.
Is Fleener emerged with no Reggie Wayne in terms of
safety? You see more routes that look like they're trying to target him.
Okay.
What's Chad giving you in the second half of the season?
Well, yeah, I think his leadership has really stepped up. I think that Chad felt like, okay, I'm in these games, I'm competing, and I'm trying to get better. Then I think he felt like, hey, it's starting to come together for me, and I think that he felt another role that he should really, you know, take on is that leadership role. Now figure out that. How do you challenge guys and still be considered that leader? He's done a good job with that. He challenges our team out there, challenges the whole offense, and I think it's become more of a comfort level for him. So he's really, really grown the last couple, month and a half or so.